Well, the first thing you want to do is probably get something that's going to cover the area thoroughly so that it actually is going to meet the ground, so that you've got it really insulated well. And I also recommend that if people can, like for instance, if you're covering up a patch of pumpkins or something, to put a lawn chair or something out there to kind of keep the coverings off the foliage. Because wherever the coverings touch the foliage, you will have frost damage go through those. So if you're using plastic or blankets, even bedding sheets and stuff like that can work. You want to try to cover them up before the frost happens. And then if you are especially using plastic the next morning, be sure that you kind of monitor that a bit. And once the temperatures kind of get up above freezing, then you want to uncover it again. Otherwise, things will get too hot and you'll go the other direction and cook your stuff instead.
How long can we tempt fate?
Well, you just kind of have to go with the flow. Depending on how long the frosts last, sometimes we have a nice Indian summer and we don't have to worry about it much. A lot of us folks live in areas that you might hear a temperature that's in the upper 30s, and you may still want to cover because some patches are just lower and they get the frost anyway. So kind of be aware of your location too. And those are kind of the basics. You just have to see what there is. If there's tomatoes to harvest that you'd want to ripen a little bit more, I'd also suggest people pick their red ones as soon as they can, or even the ones that are blushing some, and that will put more of that energy into the ones that are not ripened yet. So as you cover them, hopefully you'll get some more production out of that.